We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The big loser from this winning weekend was all of us that had to watch Angel Hernandez attempt to do his job on Sunday. Angel Hernandez is obviously, you know him as the worst umpire in the history of baseball and really the worst human being at their job in the history of the world. And so when he was the home plate umpire for Sunday's game, my reaction was, he'll do something. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what it is, but there will be something that people will bitch about. And immediately, like right out of the gate, it's almost like, you know, a dog needs to mark their spot. So they'll go right up to a fire hydrant. They'll go right up to a tree.
Yep.
They'll lift that leg and they will go to town.
Right. CJ does it every morning.
Dudley does it too. They like to mark their spot.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like Angel Hernandez at Yankee Stadium on a Sunday afternoon lifted his leg up and said, I got to mark my spot.
Yep.
So Gleyber Torres, who's like the nicest human being ever, he don't complain. He's just playing baseball, calls timeout. Angel Hernandez, like, blows him off. The pitch is clearly a ball. And Angel's like, no, I'm doubling down on this. Boom, strike three. So not only Angel did the double-deucer.
Right.
He not only ignores Gleyber Torres politely saying, hey, let's call timeout. He then calls a strike on a pitch that's not even close. And then later in the game, this won't bother Yankee fans as much, he missed a strike right down the middle.
I don't understand how...
It's against the Blue Jays.
Major League Baseball doesn't just fire him.
I think because he sued him.
Well, he did sue him, and he lost the lawsuit. It was for some discrimination.
Because he was not promoted to crew chief.
And they said it was a minority racial issue. It could be just because he sucks.
No, he's terrible.
But when it's that bad, when it's obvious to even a lay baseball fan that he's, intentionally making mistakes, right? Seriously, intentionally.
You think that's what he's doing at this point?
How can you not? How can you not believe that that's the case? That he's using his power as umpire to, I don't know, dig at players who argue with him or he has a vendetta against, or I don't know. It just, I don't know how he keeps his job.
Well,
you would think that the meritocracy would force him to be removed from his job.
Wasn't there a Seinfeld episode where George Costanza was trying to get fired?
Yeah, he put on Lou Gehrig's pants.
That was it, right. And it was almost like, I could do whatever, they ain't going to fire me.
Because
I'm trying to get fired.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, that's the comparison. That maybe Angel Hernandez is saying, I'm going to continue to F up on major, major levels, on obvious mistakes, and we're going to play this game and see, can they fire me? But what I thought the Yankee fans did that was so brilliant is when this miscue occurred with Gleyber Torres early in the game, they started chanting negative things about Angel Hernandez. And in all my time watching sports, I mean, I've heard a lot of ref you suck chants at Madison Square Garden and Barclays Center. I've heard a lot of booing of umpires. I don't know if I ever heard like a specific anti-chant about an umpire or referee, and the Yankee fans did that yesterday. They were chanting, you suck, Angel, all these random things. And so I got to commend the Yankee fan for standing up.
And here's the problem. You should know. Like, you should know the umpire's name. You should know that this guy is officiating us. Let's keep an eye out, because, and we're going to come up with a chant for him. Think about, I mean, I guess in the NFL that happens because the head crew chief is always, I don't know, he seems larger than life.
Right.
And you hear his voice all the time because of the penalties, and so you figure out who it is. But the fact that you're targeting an ump, not a player, not an opposing team, the umpire tells you how bad this guy is.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.